Why do we all do it?
Because we are one.
Yeah,
we're That's into why. It. We are unified. One.
All right, unified all right. Ugly people. Welcome to the Ugly People Podcast. Cast.
We should have saved all the dick talk for...
Dick talk.
Let's get into some dick talk.
Dick talk.
It almost sounds like TikTok.
Yeah.
Are you guys sad that TikTok's gone?
No. It's not. Is it officially gone or is it going?
It's never going to be gone. It's literally. It's going to be a thing. It's going to be like Angry Birds, where you just download it on your phone, and then your phone's going to be worth $1 million in like a year.
Probably is just going to be like Instagram too. It's just going to be TikTok.
Instagram too, huh?
Beyond.
Are they also going to steal my data and sell it to
they already the do, Chinese bro. Government? They already do.
You know what data they have of me? They know I like the Clippers. Because that's all they put in front of me are they, Clippers ads.
Show you James Harden jersey.
James.
Me and James.
That's a callback.
Callback, baby.
Me and James are like this.
Me and James. Yeah, no, dude. I'm kind of... I don't know how I feel about it. I'm not like pro-social media companies. But at the same time, I'm not pro-censorship.
You don't like being shoved really cool things every 6 seconds?
Targeted I do enjoy
ads,
that.
Targeted ads suck.
They're the best.
I got a lot of funeral ones a couple years ago, and it was literally just like, that's
fucking
how do you
sucks.
Know? How the fuck do you know?
That fucking
caskets?
Sucks.
How the fuck do you know?
Wow.
And this isn't shit I was Googling. This is literally just conversations I was having with actual people.
Like floral bouquet yes. ads and oh, shit yeah. like that?
Well, Siri's always listening. That's why it's listening for you.
That's why Siri
like,
is gone.
I'm trying
to move on.
I'm trying to get my fucking mind off of this by watching stupid YouTube videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, quick question. Would you like to go through the greatest trauma of your life?
Again?
Right now.
Why are there all these gay sex ads on my YouTube channel?
Oh, no. I search for those.
That's intentional.
That's not targeted ads. That's just
I'm creating an algorithm for me.
My algorithm's pretty good.
Dude, nowadays, I'll, like, intentionally put shit in.
Wait, what?
I'll, like, intentionally type shit in just to, like, fucking program it.
You should throw wrenches in, just like somebody you're not into, like, women.
That was the best part about being a dog sitter, is going over to people's homes and fucking up their Netflix.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's like, we're watching Cuties on repeat.
You're fucking retarded. Dude, my Netflix account just got fucking like, they told me that I have lost temporary access because I had too many accounts logged in.
Oh, you were sharing.
I was sharing. Dude. Well, I just upgraded it to get a third account, but
mm-hmm.
like my grandma was logged into that shit and it was fucking me up.
You just gotta teach really grandma.
Netflix is useless for me, but then they said that the Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight is gonna be on Netflix. Now it's like, I gotta get Netflix
again. Oh, it's fire. They have some really good shows on there.
I've been finding streams and like streaming websites so easily now. Yeah. I feel like they stopped blocking them because I just find them so easily.
I can't find any like fight streams though.
If you go to NBA Crack Stream, they also like will have
NBA.crack.stream.
No, just Google it. Like
300 this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I think I'm gonna buy it, bro.
You
are you?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna watch it for free.
How?
NBA Crack Streams.
Yeah, oh, and then okay. click all on right. the fight link.
All right, maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that.
Just don't like.
You can still have like a UFC party with like a fucking stolen pay per view. It's the way of the world.
Yeah, dude.
Bruh.
She got the fucking sock again.
Yeah.
And she's staring at me
yeah,
like you
she's
want
like,
a bitch.
Look what I got. You thought you could take it from me.
I was watching it happen, and I was just like, wow.
Damn.
Impressive.
Okay, they can have it. No, I took a shower because of those socks. I think I mentioned that before.
Yes, you did.
Started.
You did.
And this fucking filthy animal just sniffing it up. How are you guys?
I'm alive, dude.
It's been a week since we've convened. We're all still wearing the same clothes for some reason.
Because we like continuity.
That's true.
Well, that's just because I'm a fucking dirty pig, but
that'd
I
be
haven't
funny
showered in a week either.
If actually we record another thing next week, and then
that's
we
bad.
Have two more.
We're shows. Going to. We're
but
going
then, to. Like, we use one of those ones before this
oh.
one. So we're, like, switching our
like
clothes
that.
Rather than having
like
the clothes.
I like that. Every I like that a lot.
Because I don't know if continuity is going to matter with our
I'm gonna show. I'm going to wear the same clothes next week.
Fuck yeah.
But you guys were different clothes, and they'd be like, no, he's the piece of shit.
Plot twist. It was Hubes the whole time.
We need uniforms.
Always has been. Wait, is that the meme?
Always will
always
be.
Always has been.
Boom. This time next week, the Clippers will be in the playoffs.
What place are they in?
They're top four, bro. They're
really?
Fourth, yeah. But they're
it's pretty good.
They're not going to get higher than four. So.
Well, what's we got? What? Minnesota.
Fuck the basketball thing. Let's talk about. I'm sorry. Yeah, there's dogs fighting right now.
The dogs are getting after, bro.
The dogs per are huge. Fighting over a sweat sock.
Per huge.
Which is better than a cum sock.
Oh yeah, I don't do cum socks.
You don't? Oh, I'm a big cum sock guy. I'm a big cum sock guy.
Texture's not right.
I'm a cum.
I kind of like it because then you can go under the blanket, but you don't gotta worry about it.
It's all about soft.
Yeah, dude, I buy soft ass socks.
None of my socks are soft. No, I'm a working man.
Yeah, true, true.
I'm working class poor.
I can't afford just socks. I only have walking socks.
Yeah, I'm on my dad's Costco membership, so I get all my socks from there. Oh my gosh.
You got the satins?
I got the satin, son. I also got the 90 degree cool underwear. I feel
like socks would be really uncomfortable unless they're like Under Armour.
No.
Under Armour makes a good cum sock.
Ooh.
Wait, what about Steph Curry? Does he come in his socks?
He's an Under Armour cum sock guy.
No, he's into feet. You didn't hear about that? His wife talked about how he's in her feet.
Is she as tall as him? Because those are some big fucking feet, dude. That's
yeah, she. I mean, she's hot, dude. Nice. But yeah, apparently he has a foot fetish. The greatest shooter of all time got a foot fetish, guys.
He's into footwork. Okay, all right.
I didn't yawn at your joke. I yawn because I'm fucking exhausted.
Yeah. What, from listening to his jokes?
Yeah. No, just listening to you guys talk about basketball. I'm like, yeah. Damn, dude, I don't do sports.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
I don't understand any of this, and my brain's trying to catch up.
I've been a sports guy.
There's too much going on in the world, bro. We got to distract ourselves.
Yeah. I've been a sports guy for a few months now, and it bothers all my coworkers.
Why, because they're all comedy guys?
Because they're all sports guys, but like... Now that I'm like new sports guy, they don't want to be sports guy. Yeah, new sports guy. Like you're like, oh, like you didn't even like give a fuck to like last week. And like, all right, but my team's winning.
It's not James Harden.
Yeah, James Harden has been killing the other teams.
That's funny though, because they can't argue. They can call you a poser, but at the end of the day, it's like your team still sucks.
Their team sucks, and I've gone to four live games.
So you're more of a fan.
I financially supported the Clippers more in 4 months than people have supported their team in years. All right, people don't go to games anymore.
You've actually gone to four games. Is that how cheap they are?
All right. Don't put disrespect on the Clippers.
Don't.
They are affordable.
I will disrespect the Clippers all day long. No, they're not. I will disrespect the Clippers.
How many championships do you have?
What the fuck are you talking about?
How many championships do you have?
The Clippers have zero.
Just like?
What are you talking about?
They're your team too, dude. You have more in common with the Clippers than you know.
I am not a Clippers
fan. You're just the Clippers.
I actually don't have a basketball team.
Hubner?
Are the Globetrotters a real team? Do they have like...
No, that was just like a prison sanction program in the 90s.
Wait, what?
So they're a real team. They just play against the fake team. Like, I think that the...
Who's the fake team?
The then? Generals.
Oh. So. Oh, dude, I thought that was a real team. I was like, yeah, Generals. That sounds like Washington Generals. That's it.
But I think it's programmed ahead of time.
Yes.
They always lose.
It's like WWE basketball.
Yeah. I mean, if you were a bench player and you're like, oh, I'll just go like dribble for more money with the Globetrotters.
That actually is a... Yeah, why does...
Well, there are no bench players in the Globetrotters. There's like six of them, and they all get incorporated.
Bench players from like an actual team. Why does every professional athlete not just do that?
Because they probably make less money.
Not only that, but you also have to have the full pack. You got to be the personality, and
you got to have Riz.
You got to know how to bounce Riz. Basketball off a baby.
Exactly, and not
Without,
kill the baby.
Yeah, you're like, oh, yeah, killed it.
Fucking keep the baby alive.
You have to miss a soft spot.
You got
to
keep two things alive at once, the baby and the dribble.
You got to go for center mass. The sternum is the only part of them that's fully formed. Get him.
Fucking perfect.
Fucking babies.
So what sport did you play growing up? Because you had to play. You play football, right?
No more sports.
You play football.
Okay,
football.
No, I don't want to do more sports.
Let's do more sports.
But I can't just like not answer the question. Football.
Yeah, that's how you fucked your knee up, right? Lifting?
Yeah. No, fucking... it wasn't running stadiums. What was it?
Sleds?
No, it was literally just a lifting. Play. It was just a play where my cleat got fucking stuck.
Oh.
And then...
Ah, hyperextended?
Yeah. So it got stuck. I'm still going forward and then collapse.
Ew.
And then they let me back in the weight room, but they didn't like tell me like, oh, you're not supposed to do
power cleans. That's what it was.
Power cleans was the second one. This was a week after the original injury. And then everybody was like, why the fuck are you doing power cleans? It's because you didn't tell me not to.
Because I'm an overachiever, okay?
I wasn't. I was so fat.
You were just like, a fucking
Friday night. Lineman. Is it Friday Night Lights with Reggie Ray? No.
I don't know.
Movie. Never watched.
Never watched.
Damn.
Never tuned in.
But Reggie Ray, he's a big fat guy. And that was me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What position? Center?
Depends. I only had one starting position, and it was literally special teams goal line. So I'd be like, we just need this big fat fuck to push through. We're going to push you through them.
Yeah, at the tush goal push.
Line. Oh, on defense or?
Offense.
Oh, on
touchdown.
Yeah.
Go line touchdown. It's literally, yeah. It was just like, you fat fuck, we're going to wedge you.
We're going to ride your ass.
100%.
Into the end zone.
Someone's going to jump over you.
Yeah. Oh, hey, call that. Don't be jumping over fat girls, bro. It's really
bro, you were the fat Tina of your football team.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
I was there for it, though. I was like, I feel.
You were the Mount Tina? I feel wanted.
Mount Tina.
Yeah, I don't know, dude.
I don't think her name was Tina. It was some like fucking fat white girl name. Yeah, Tina. Tina Fitz.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey wasn't fat.
Tina of the Fey.
Fayetteville,
North Carolina.
Feo means ugly in Spanish. And what? Tina Fey was mighty Feo.
It also means iron in science.
She's hot, nice. Dude. Tina Fey is hot. Tina Fey is like college professor hot.
That was good. That was smart.
What you say?
It means iron in science.
Feo. F-E. And there's like a zero or something.
Just F-E.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fucking nerd.
Actually, a teacher.
Hey, he's got a point. You're fucking gay, dude.
A teacher made that joke once. And I just remembered it forever.
That's pretty good.
A teacher. Wow. A girl said her last
this
name.
This sounds like a total.
Danny of the iron?
Did you get up out of your seat and be like.
Oh my God, that's a knee slap. That's three knee slaps.
I remember the girl, I didn't get the joke. She's like, no, it's of the faith.
God.
And I just remembered like this moment forever. Yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah. I mean, as you should. That lady's stupid. She's probably a stupid woman now.
She was hot.
Nice.
Her brain was of the iron.
I like that.
Fucking dumbass bitch.
Dumb fucking metal brain fucking bitch.
Ratchety ass bitch.
Yo, we should become a Red Pill podcast.
Red Pill podcast.
Hey, women.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
I'm going to fuck you and I'm going to fuck all your friends and you're going to be okay with it.
And you're going to watch and give them constructive criticism.
No criticism coming from a woman's mouth.
Oh, yeah, that's
I
right.
Criticize. You're both
No ugly. More opinions.
Both of you need to lose weight.
I think at Andrew Tate time. Was doing a bit. And then everyone bought it, and he's like, I can make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Just
that's exactly what it was.
It's literally what it was.
I think he got so deep into it that there was actual things where they attacked him. He was like, I think I might actually be a martyr.
He is a sex trafficker for real, though.
But he didn't start as a sex trafficker. He just kept, I don't think he was kept actually. Getting deeper into the role, and he's like, how do I...
You really think so?
I think he is for real.
He's definitely trafficking women.
Yeah,
but you don't think they're like... Now that I'm like making money.
I was thinking about his appearance on your mom's house. I'm like, that was really funny. I don't think he really bought it. And then I'm like, actually, I think he's actually a sex trafficker. I'm reminding myself.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess I haven't really looked into the facts I have to learn about it. But it sounded like they were fucking putting him in jail for some dumb shit.
No. He's a piece of shit.
Okay. Well, if he's a piece of shit, I will... Not endorsing.
It was funnier when he wasn't in jail.
He's still endorsing.
When I thought it wasn't real, it was a lot of fun. It was a good time.
Well, I mean, some of the shit he says, like when he went on your mom's house, you can tell he's doing a character. He's doing it for laughs. But then there's some of the shit he says that's actually like, oh, okay, you're making a point here. Whether you agree with it or not, he's making a point.
Well, like anyone can make points, but there's like validity and stuff. Because some people are like really convincing. Because, like, they spin a tail, and, like, he's a super charismatic dude. And sure. So, you're, like, you're listening to him,
he's smart.
Like, hell yeah, dude. I love your muscles.
He has the dumbest fucking accent.
Well, he's English.
That makes it more interesting.
You're like, he's like Middle Eastern from Britain that grew up in America.
Yeah, what orphanage did they pluck this guy from?
But, more, please.
No, his dad was like a fucking chess player, and he's like a high-level chess player.
He's probably a highly manipulative dude that just like fucking takes advantage of people.
I mean, but before all that, he was a like champion kickboxer, bro.
Have you seen Mighty Mouse break down all of his like fights? It's kind of cool.
Who, Andrew Tate?
Yeah.
Really?
Both the Tates. He breaks down both Tates.
Damn, I'd be interested in watching that.
It's pretty good. Well, Mighty Mouse's channel is fucking great.
Mighty Mouse is the GOAT, bro.
He's fucking so cool.
Dude, I loved how when he went on...
Sponsored by fucking Xbox, the only fucking fighter.
He's sponsored by Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick as fuck.
Joe Lozon.
Really?
He's also a nerd.
Well, I know he's a nerd. What was he sponsored? Dude, Joe Lozon was in a hardcore. Joe Lozon came out with a fucking a Death Wish Records. It was on his shorts. I don't know if he was actually fucking like sponsored by them, but he was repping it.
Damn, that's crazy.
He's from Boston. He fucking tracks. But wait, he was sponsored by a gaming company?
No, I just think he can program shit.
It's dead, my boy. You need to charge it. It blinked.
Because if I move it, it's very sensitive.
Blink. That's a bad blink, bro.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
There you go. Nice.
Sometimes in life, there's good blinkers and there's bad blinkers.
Yeah. Only bad ones when you drive behind an Asian, but...
Hey, you should. You need to rein in those Asian jokes now, son.
I know you're qualified because the your courtly ties, but you need to rest yourself before you breast yourself. Okay.
Yeah. Is that?
I don't know what that means, but I agree.
Yeah. The spirit. You agree with the spirit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh, spiritual.
Oh, Spirited Away.
Oh, I need to run from my mistake.
It's my favorite
movie. Oh, I need to run from my misfortune.
Did you say Hayao Miyazaki?
Oh, my God.
Those movies are sad as fuck. Don't fall for it.
No.
Every fucking one of them. My Neighbor Totoro, the parents die.
I remember in elementary school, Spirited Away came out.
That movie is fucked up.
And a friend told me I could watch it, but it doesn't really matter because I wouldn't get it.
That's funny.
Bruh.
She knew you so well.
I was like, what the fuck did
he
you just
figured
say
you out, bro?
I watched it out of spite, dude. And I think I got it. Yeah.
Spirited Away is sad. Great for the Fireflies is literally just like, why would you make this animated?
I watched it. I didn't cry.
I didn't either, but it was
bored.
Also just a feeling
of
like...
Just emotionally in touch.
Pretty boring movie. I don't know.
Very sad.
I guess you have to really buy into like what's happening. I don't know. For whatever reason, sometimes I'm like, stop trying to make me sad.
You can't buy into famine?
Because it was trying to make me sad.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't like sad by product. It was like, how could we make every
our
moment
goal,
of this worse?
That our is goal bad. Is to make this sad, yeah. It's like those fucking adopt a dog videos on or commercials where it's like, 10 cents a day can save this puppy's life. The
if you don't donate 10 cents, we're going to send this dog to China.
And there's like a pug with like twisty eyes.
Have you ever seen a wet market?
That's the Key and Peele skit where it's like, donate a dollar to save a kid. And then they pull the van up. He's like, $3. One, two, three. Okay, that's it.
Is that Key and Peele? Because I just saw that on Instagram. That wasn't Key and Peele. And it was
really
funny.
Was
it's just two black guys?
That's so funny. They stole their idea.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Because I'm sure I did not see Key and Peele. It was two other black guys.
Yeah, that
and
was
they're
definitely
like,
Key and Peele.
Would you donate $6? And she's like, oh, all I have is $6. And she's like, okay. And then the van comes up. All right, six kids. And then there's more in the van. And then she's like, no, I want them all. And then he's like, that's so funny. That if it wasn't Key and Peele.
That's literally their sketch. That's the exact sketch is that he like has like $2 or $4, you know, or like I think he said, here's $5. He left five kids out and there's like more kids like, well, give me all the kids. Like, he's like, sir, that's not how it works. You know, that was a fucking funny one. But
can't be stealing Key and Peele.
Yeah. What is
Key and Peele stole from Chappelle?
Yeah.
Did they?
What sketch? Their
format.
Allegedly.
You can't just say black sketch show stealing.
No, there's an introduction beforehand, and they're like, this is what we did.
Yeah. Cut to
This on the TV, and then the TV like zooms in, and you're like, that now is... we're in the sketch.
And also, and then the way that they're like on this. Well, there's definitely no Key and Peele without Chappelle Show.
No,
let's start the show.
Yeah, probably not.
Definitely not, bro. I mean, there was no sketch shows. I mean, I won't say that. I haven't seen one other than those two where they're like out talking in person to the live audience.
Dimitri Martin did it first.
Did he?
No, but
okay.
Bob Yourself from Chappelle.
Did Mad TV have any like live,
I think they did it. I think they did some stuff live audience. Bobby Lee talks about like fucking failing in front of live audience on Mad TV. So,
Yeah, Mad probably pioneered things. I just don't know because it never really made me laugh.
I wasn't an SNL guy. I thought SNL was the gayest shit ever, and like for the most part, I still do. But Mad TV
was
very funny.
I watched it. I don't know. I didn't get it.
Mad TV was the dirtier one.
I like Ari Spears.
This is shitty. Ari Spears.
He's hilarious.
He's also a thief, though, isn't he?
I've seen him live.
Is he?
Doesn't he have some fucking like drug stealing allegation?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm just talking shit.
No, I mean, he has some like bad specials, but he doesn't have like.
He's like, well, actually, those were the jokes I stole. Those were real bad ones.
I stole the shitty ones.
That's actually really funny if you bomb and be like, actually, I stole that joke.
As a fucking cop out. Dude, that's my favorite moment is when you see a criminal talking to a cop, and to get out of one crime, they admit to a different crime. Like, nah, I wasn't about the rape. I was just trying to get some fentanyl. And they're like, oh, so you're here to buy drugs. Well, yeah.
I mean, that is self-solving. That is a solution in itself. He gets the fentanyl and then he's dead. And then nobody has to, you don't got to send him to jail. This will take care of itself.
Exactly. That's why it wouldn't work like they did it with coke, to sprinkle coke on the fucking victims. If you do that with fentanyl, they're just going to die.
Wasn't that a Chappelle Show bit?
That was a Chappelle bit, yeah. Case closed, Johnson. Sprinkle some coke on them.
Yeah, that was it.
You know, talking about like, you know, I'm too black for my house is too nice for me. If I called the cops, they'd come in and think I'm the bad guy. Hit me over the head. Case closed, Johnson. Sprinkle some coke on
them. That's back when he was still silly. I miss silly Chappelle.
Yeah, that was Killing Them Softly, I think.
I fucking hate.
Oh, one.
I hate everything from like 2015 on.
I like that first one back when he talks about OJ. That first one in LA. No.
The bird one was in the belly room.
The bird one. Cool. Yeah, well, it was the bird one and the revelations of equanimity. You know, so he had like two, and then he released one before that in Dallas or in Texas or something. Mm. And that one was really funny. It was so raw, dude.
Right on.
He talked about his wife's bean shit. It was nice. Like all aggressive.
Is it big?
I think so. I know it's Asian.
Wait, is that a thing? I didn't know that was a stereotype.
No, she's Asian. His wife is Asian.
Oh, she's Asian.
Yeah, she's Asian. That first one back when he talks about OJ and like, oh, that one was funny. But some of it's just like his last one was not. I got like 8 minutes into it and was like, I'm good. This isn't funny at all. It was just like, I don't know.
He did the thing during the pandemic for the George Floyd thing. So anytime I think about modern Chappelle, I just hear 8 minutes. Knelt on him for 8 minutes. I'm like, damn, you're not funny anymore. This is just sad. This is true. This is just, it's real.
Yeah, he got a little preachy. He definitely got a little preachy. He got away from the silly jokes a little bit. But he had some fucking really, he had some bangers, bro. He was talking about like.
That ain't chocolate, it's doo-doo, baby. That's the era I miss.
Is that the baby selling crack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I got kids to feed.
That's the crackhead. He's like, his crackhead got Snickers all over his face. That, yeah. That ain't chocolate, that doo-doo, baby. He doesn't do that. He doesn't do it. Honestly, his neck is too thick to do like the silly.
When he played the character on Chappelle Show you're talking about?
No, it was part of one of his bits. That's literally a line. That ain't chocolate is doo-doo, baby.
Yeah. Rick James, bitch.
That's a sketch.
That's Chappelle Show.
That's a sketch.
What can I say about that suit that hasn't been said about Iraq?
Player hit
bombed ball. Out and depleted.
If you excuse me, I gotta go home and put water in Buck Nasty's mama's dish. Dude, he was such a good lie. Fucking good when he such was like not lie. When he wasn't a rich cunt.
My favorite Chappelle Show moment is when they're doing slow motion and he's on the toilet, and then when the slow motion,
Granny, no,
and then he's like.
And then he goes into like a circle. Like,
wait. That made me laugh so much.
Yeah. The shitty editing of fucking 2005 or whatever. So that came good. Out, it made it so much funnier.
So good.
I
still think the best bit, I still think the best sketch all time is the black white supremacist.
Yeah. It's like, it's the original.
That's
it's
the greatest like, bit of all time.
And
greatest sketch.
I mean, sketch shows don't go hard like that anymore because no. That was the first sketch of the first episode.
Yeah.
The best ending too. He broke up with her because he loved him.
Yeah.
He's like, you love me, so I'm gonna break up with you because you love me.
Because quote,
she's a lover. Yeah. So perfect. Like, what a perfect
the part
ending.
When he pulled and his eyes are all fucked up.
Too, oh, and like, then Neil Brennan's head explodes. Yeah. So good, dude. Fucking yeah, they still make it like that anymore, man.
But that's the thing, like, Key and Peele, they came close because they were doing, like, incredibly edgy shit, but it was also, like, a mindfuck. It's, like, Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I feel like they were way, like, they...
Existential.
Existential, but I feel like they tried to be more intellectual about it. Like, they were like, no, we're going to make points. Dude, and like,
you say that, and then there's Slapass, where it's literally a fucking...
Stupid-ass shit, yeah.
It's or, a Puerto Rican addicted to slapping ass.
dude, my favorite is when like they have the wives over and they're like, keep getting farther away from the house. They're like in the tree.
Yeah.
And like in the field. What was the punchline on that? I don't remember. Oh my god. It was something to the extent of like, hold on. Let me tell you something. Hold on. Let's get farther away. Let me tell you something like that.
Silliness.
So silly, dude.
They did silly shit. They did edgy shit. It was a nice balance. They also ended the show when they needed to. Like, it didn't become shitty.
Yeah, no. They definitely didn't, like, keep it on for 6-7 seasons. That's good. No.
Same thing with Chappelle Show. Chappelle Show ended... But, I mean, they ended prematurely, but, like, yeah, it saved it from...
That wasn't on purpose.
Shit.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that Key and Peele have more better... Like, they have more good sketches.
I agree.
But Chappelle has the better sketches.
Fucking Player Haters Ball.
Oh, so perfect. Rick James.
Rick James, obviously. Like,
fucking, what was the crackhead's name?
Ashy Larry was a...
That was a different one.
That's a dice. World Series of Dice, you know, fucking...
World Series of Dice.
Yeah.
World Series,
how were we not remembering his fucking name?
Holy shit.
Tyrone Biggums.
That's right. That's right.
I would actually would have never remembered
that. You know why I didn't remember that? Because it's a racist fucking name.
It is.
And I've blocked all
the
that out
racial draft
head.
With Bill Burr in it.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
The Chinese people get Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah,
dude.
Chinese get Wu-Tang Clan.
Okay,
so
you know what? Chappelle Show's better.
We are happy to have the RZA, the GZA, and the OTT bastard.
Jeopardy.
Chappelle Jeopardy. Oh, yeah, that was great. Chappelle Jeopardy
Do
was fun.
Do you know black people?
Yeah. So good. So good.
And
dude.
Neil Brennan just wins.
Yeah.
For whatever fucking... Neil Brennan, like, actually knows black people?
What's Neil Brennan is the Martin Luther
That's
King of our generation.
Down the
dude, I...
What
you know
is
what?
A Lucy?
Who is the best white comedian when it comes to like black people bits?
Is that when you give a guy a blowjob? No, but I think we should start using that.
Yeah, that show was revolutionary.
Dude, we were talking about Diddy last episode, the fucking making the band sketch. Dylan, 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 Dylan.
I never saw that
one.
Go
give me some breast milk.
I never saw that.
But like knowing more about Diddy now, like that was probably like an actual fucking scenario that happened. Mm-hmm. So like, go give me some breast milk.
Go get a bitch pregnant to make me some breast milk.
Like in the Black Jeopardy, how do you fix like racism or whatever? And no matter what anybody says, they're like, yeah, that's the right answer.
Yeah. You can't.
Yeah, that's like
somehow also the right answer.
Don't. Also the right answer. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
What is the theme song to... I don't remember the actual...
I don't remember either. What was the theme song question? Good time.
Yeah. I never watched
it. But Neil Brennan fucking nails it, right?
Yeah.
Good.
It's so fucking...
Yeah, I never watched it.
So I think Riley hit it. Quality of the sketches, Chappelle, for sure. But quantity. Just like quantity of good sketches.
Key and Peele.
Well, that's just only because Chappelle's got off the
Yeah, I know.
For two that's years.
Lost episodes are great, no matter what.
The one with the time traveling janitor. That's literally what I was going to bring up. That was a lost episode, and that one is fucking fired.
That's a real one. The boobs?
Really?
The boobs, that's like an early episode of season one.
Wait, hold on. There's lost episodes of Chappelle?
Yeah. It was hosted by...
There's three?
It's hosted by Charlie Murphy and Donnell Rome.
Oh, I never saw that.
Did those suck?
That's the one where like Dave Chappelle's dying or whatever.
I thought the ones
from dying
without Dave Chappelle.
They're like, he's in the sketches. He's just not... He just doesn't do the beginning part. But it's his sketches.
Because they were already filmed before he left Comedy Central. And Comedy Central was like, well, I mean, fucking... It's still our show.
The only one I remember is where it's literally him being like... A guy's dying. He's like, it's okay, Dave. Don't worry. You're going to do more seasons of the show. And each year, people are going to be saying it's just not as funny as it used to be. Like, he calls it in his own thing. And then it has the one with the fucking... fairies, the racist fairies, like on the, and that's one of the reasons why he stopped.
Oh yeah,
because he was like, because it was a sketch where he's like, there's a white fairy, and the white fairy's like, but it's okay because we run the goddamn country. Because he's like saying, don't worry about how he's got a big black dick. And he's like, he may have a big dick, but we still run this fucking country or whatever.
Jesus
and
Christ.
The stuff he was saying, he said the way that people were laughing at it was like not
bothering him.
Like, oh, we're all having fun. There were people laughing at it, like, like, ooh, this is true, yes.
Damn.
And he had already gotten flack from Cosby and other people for fucking up black people. You know what I mean? Like being bad for the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Which is...
Raping sleeping women is good for the black community, from what I hear.
Yeah, which is ironic.
Just pull your pants up when you're done.
Being a lifelong criminal.
Well, yeah, if you get
really
caught...
Really breaking stereotypes.
He didn't think he was going to get caught.
Story Rogan used to say.
The one where they tuck him into bed?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
Like, he has people, allegedly, Bill Cosby would have people from, like, the hotel staff come in and watch him eat Jell-O and then tuck him into bed. Which sounds like a made-up thing. Like,
that actually just sounds like a bit.
It's baby play, dude. Like, fuck.
I've done that with my grandma when she was in the hospital and she was just, like, eating Jell-O and then went to sleep.
Nah.
Maybe.
My grandma's in the hospital. I ate the Jell-O, made her tuck me in. I said she can walk again. Figure it out, bro. Fucking old ass bitch.
Fuck.
Oh,
dog is tired of our talk.
Yeah, the dog's like, I peed, I ate, it's time to go to bed.
We're talking about black people again. Time to go to
sleep. Yeah, yeah. Getting sleepy. Could be sickle cell.
No. Diabetes, also very common.
It's the diabetes.
The sugar foot. You got the sugar foot.
Bitch got the Kool-Aid foot.
No. Kool-Aid doesn't have to have sugar, you know?
But it does.
You could just drink it straight and fucking disgusting.
Just as the powder?
Just the purple. There's no drink. It's just purple.
That
it's
was how purple. My family did that. We didn't add sugar.
You're fucking crazy.
You're weird.
It comes with sugar.
You get... Yeah, well, then
because your family also drinks fucking sparkling water too.
My mom hates water.
Dude, my mom hates water too. That's so funny.
Moms hate water.
Dude, she has to drink cranberry juice to stay hydrated.
Sugar free?
Sugar free, yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I was gonna say otherwise she's a fucking psycho.
Yeah, no. Sugar free cranberry juice to stay hydrated. Which is also
I drink
a fucking
10,000 extra calories per day.
I mean, in reality, she has one cup every 2 days, but,
yeah. You know. That's fucking bad.
Yeah.
She needs to drink fucking...
So dehydrated.
Jesus.
She won't do it. I will literally put water in front of her, and it'll sit there all day.
Oh, my God.
It's just, like, not going to happen. Sadly, it's not going to happen.
They don't like the taste of water.
Yeah, because it tastes like the truth.
This tastes...
It tastes like being called out for gaslighting. Which moms all do.
Who's... Do you hear somebody yelling?
Mm-hmm.
Yelling at us?
I think it's the trauma of being yelled at by our moms, bro. We're hearing voices in our heads.
Like the end of... Down
oh,
with the
that's
sickness.
Why I keep hearing the F word. God damn it. I censored myself.
The what?
The.
Wait, wait. Stop using the word that would be perfect to describe you right now.
The gay slur.
Oh, the gay slur.
I was going to make this joke where my mom called me the gay slur.
Yeah, did she? That explains.
No.
She didn't see you enough.
She called me the N-word.
She called you
the N-word. Very confusing.
Bruh. Really caused an identity crisis with Michael.
I'm not black, you're not racist, so why are you saying that?
There's no cause and there's no effect.
True, that's true. I guess nobody was actually hurt by that.
Yeah, except for the blacks.
Except me.
Yeah, except you're like, dude, I can't believe you went there. Unbelievable.
I have never met my dad, maybe.
Ooh.
Really?
Nah, I did when I was younger. Mm-hmm. He was a crackhead, though, so.
There you go.
No, he was a white crackhead, so the lowest form of.
That's dirty.
Lowest form of person.
See, I find it's I find you're dirtier when you do drugs your own skin color. Like white people are dirtier when they do crack, and black people are dirtier when they do black tar heroin.
That's heroin.
You know what I mean? Nobody?
Black people.
Asians are dirtier when they do meth.
That is a doing black tar heroin as a black person because you have to say black tar.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you have to appropriate yourself just to get high.
If you're black, you do black tar heroin. It's just tar heroin.
Can I get some of that tar heroin?
I bring the black, you bring the tar.
That's funny.
Down to the fishing hole.
Was that a Chappelle Show sketch? Wait, so the titties, the janitor and the titty sketch was a regular episode?
Yes, it's in the first season. It's an early episode.
Fuck.
Damn, I don't know which one that is.
Bitch, I don't know how you've been following me.
Yeah.
Shit, I don't even know that
one. That's such a good one.
I watched those episodes.
She wants smaller tits. And so it's like the Ebenezer Scrooge story.
It's Christmas story, but he's showing how the world would be different if her tits were not huge.
One of the things is if her tits wasn't huge, the world would actually end because there's a guy who his sole purpose in life was going to work and see her tits because he was a coworker.
Oh my god!
And because of that, instead he decided to like blow up the whole planet.
Oh yeah.
That's so funny. That's so ridiculous.
It's good.
Well, it shows you know the effect that tits can have on a man. They can influence societies.
All right, we're ending it right now. On that, and I'm kidding. We're still going. We have to save.
I mean, but it's true. OnlyFans, man, that's what they do. Tits influence everyone, bro.
I don't see a whole lot of tits on OnlyFans.
Tits are all over OnlyFans, man.
A lot of jiu-jitsu people on OnlyFans.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. It's like a red pill thing.
What is that a red pill thing?
Like fucking, you know, Instagram. Kind of like freedom Instagram, like genre type shit.
That's not red pill, though.
Kind of it is.
That's like against everything that red pill. Don't red pill people just want like a traditional, like you cook.
Oh, is that what that means?
Clean.
Is that what that means? Oh, I thought it was just like the fucking like aware internet people.
No, yeah, you've left the matrix and you've realized that women belong in the kitchen. That's entire, that's all red pill is.
There we go.
I took the pill. And now you're pregnant.
Well, there you go.
Stay that way.
That's the episode, Red Pill Talk.
We can't do that, though.
Red Pillow Talk.
We're too close to, like, actual red pill stuff that we can't actually say that.
Red Pillow Talk. That has to be it right there, dude.
I like that. Red Pillow Talk.
Boom. Where can they find you?
Wait, are we ending it?
Yeah, we're at, like, 45.
Yeah, we can end it.
Yeah, let's do 38. Fuck it, dude.
This was fun.
Yeah, so, it was something.
I need to recharge. I'm tired.
Pill, yeah.
Like, Red Pill O Talk.
Yeah.
Red Pill Ho Talk.
But you have to be like a piece of shit. Like, that's your entire brand. Like, if that's your name, you have to live up to it.
That's true. That's setting an unreal expectation.
That's no, that's why I said we can't call it that because we're too close to like actual racism.
But we can name one episode Red Pill Ho Talk. That's,
okay.
That's a good for one.
Yeah,
for one
and app. If anybody names their podcast, I'd be like,
fuck you,
stole
bitch.
That from us, dude. Fucking hack.
We had it first.
Yeah, dude.
We should change the name of our podcast to Fresh and Fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally.
Where can we find you? Fresh?
You can find me.
Does that make me fit?
No.
I'm not fit.
Fresh and Fat?
That's a funny thing you said.
Hey, Fresh and Fat would be a good podcast name.
Boom.
But then I'm left out.
You're not the producer guy.
What?
You're the
producer guy.
I've been demoted from co-host to producer.
Yeah.
Where can they find you?
All right, dude. Just where can they find
fresh.
You?
Fresh.
You can find me...
bothering sleeping dogs.
She is completely asleep.
I don't give a shit. You're on my lap. You are on my lap. I was going to have to get up anyway.
Kayvon Rossi at Instagram.com.
Twitch.tv/Ubes.
Riley Fall Comedy on Instagram. Ugly People on Instagram. Podcast on Instagram every Friday.
Goodbye.